Mamish, the last point over here in the Ramah in Sif Gimel. Yimsakar Kalevis Ben Kli Boser. So the Chashid and Shema Hutzchu B'Yachad B'Derek Shen Esor. So you find in your you open up your place, the drawer and you find a milk of a spoon in the place of your drawer. So it means the Chara, what happened is you washed it together with the fleshing of things. So maybe you wash it together in an oifen where there's going to be, it's going to aser. Yeah, because you chashish that. So zakta taz in your dalit, why not? Lo chashin and shema hutchu biyaka kader shenasor. Yisabheta kosa filim regilim lo isabayis lo hadiach bekli rishin. So if you normally wash the kli sheni, so then we know the life is very easy, right? They didn't wash under Iri, they washed in a keli. So they wash. So if they wash in a kli sheni, so there's not going to be any transfers on time, and we're very happy. But if they wash in a kli rishon, so now things get more exciting. So to know, it's still mutter mikarech sveik sveika. There's a sveik sveika. A sofik shemel hutki mohem into the hutki shemel hoyisabas yom. Okay. So he says in a sveik sveika. First of all, you don't know. They might have been washed in the same pot. It doesn't mean they were washed at the same time. Right? And even if they were washed at the same time, who said there was a bas yoma? Okay. So the Prima Gadol comes along and says, the Chara, that means if you know in a case where it's vani bas yoma, it's a tassel holotosu, because only one suffix, you have to mark from his suffix. So he says, he brings from the Yesh Tamacher that the Sibahetra says, even Chatzmeke Ashori. He says, because we have a klal of Lumach Sakina Nisura, Ixuri Achzuke Isura Lumach Sakina. If I see a ma'isel lefanenu, and there's a way that it happened, but heter means it didn't happen. It wasn't vasachas. They washed one after the other. And the way that it happened, b'yisur they washed it together. Even though it's only chad sofik, achzuki yisur lo machzakinan means it has the kli has a cheskes heter. We're learning hilchos klali chazalka. Kli has a cheskes heter. You have to tell me that there was a ray that you. The Reis of Lino tells me that there was a body Reisah to not use the Chesed Heter. Well, I don't know about a Reisah because it's possible it happened by Fin Heter, possible it happened by Fin Isser. So based on Kolei Chazaka, you can matter the Kli. Okay.
Using a milk as a Kli with Fleishig or vice versa is an Isser Dereisah? Correct.
You what you mean
you using a milk with a kli with fleshik or vice versa would be an issur d'oraisa?
Well, the shaila now is not that, that's not the shaila. The shaila right now is it could be has a bliya of basar b'cholav in it, so it has a tam basar b'cholav in it.
And to use that with food would be an issur
d'oraisa? Is it tam kik or? It's part. It's basar b'cholav already. Once it's Basar B'cholav, there's no din of Derech Bishul. Becoming Basar B'cholav, you need Derech Bishul. Right. So I want to clarify that. That's a good point. I want to clarify that point. We'll get back to that. Okay. So that's a din of Chazaka. I mean, so it doesn't sound very frum. Right, you know, like this is Mimakra, Misofik, Mimakra, like, you know, I don't know. We don't seem to relate well to this world of Yamatra Ashishes. Because of chazakas, but the mamata my kli because of chazaka, that doesn't sound frum enough, right? That's basically where we're at right now. Okay. Something one suffix is the sake of the rice of the chupra, right? That's what the Talmud is asking, is the sake of the rice. Potentially it's the sake of the rice. Right? If your Tom kicker is the rice, so it's Tom Bossy will call them together, so it's the sake of the rice.
I'm being medic that it's the rice that should affect it.
Right. Saying, so, but the Maisa Chazak is matter. So he brings over here. So do you say in a case where you have a Chazaka, but you have a simple Eitzah, then you mechibah to the simple Eitzah? Right. So you can kasher the kli. We're talking about kashering a spoon. It's just congruous to Maisa. Wait 24 hours. Take a pot, dump it in, you know, boil it up, dump it in, take it out, rinse it off quickly, and shalom on Yisrael. So, a little bit, Uchard is telling the Shaila, do you rely on Chazaka with Tamakim, with Epshin, with Mavar? How many of you checked your sixes in the morning before you put in your towels?
Well,
check it there before. How many of you check your sitzes before you put on the towel? Okay, interesting. Okay, right. So, why don't you check your sitzes? Right. You can check them the day before and you put it away in a bakufsa, a safe place, and don't very easy. So that you're not tired by the davening. The davening, you've been inspired and awakened, and you're pushed ready to jump out of your caliph. Right. In the beginning of davening, I understand a person's tired, right? But the end of davening, it's not shy. The end of davening is over here, right? So, there's actually a Arizal. No, he says that tzitzis is Rosh Hashanah's tzadik yafrid tzitzi yosef tamid. She constantly make sure the tzitzis are separate. She constantly play with them to keep them separate.
Is that a simon or a siva?
Which one?
The yafrid. Does it make you a tzadik or a tzadik does it? A tzadik
does it. Yeah, it doesn't make you a tzadik. You don't get a free deal for Rosh Hashanah by doing your sitzes. Okay, Risa said I'm a tzadik, so now I'm going to be nichtav again. No, that doesn't true. But Mishnah Berurah brings it down. It's not stama Mishnah Berurah brings it down. Right. So in Siman Yud Gimel, in Arachayim, Siman Yud Gimel deals with the shayla that can you rely on the chazaka? So it's the gate to two shaylas. It's the gate to the kiyum mitzvah sitzes. It's the gate to the shayla bracha lebatala. Now, if you mean this, let's say by talus katan, you're making a bracha on it, then you're being mekayim the mitzvah with it. You're possibly be putting on a beggar without sitzes. Well, I know there's sitzes there. That's right. Yeah, 4 years ago I checked the sitzes, and they were still sitzes. You know, some stamina are still sitzes, right? You know, maybe not. Yeah, maybe I should check them out, right? But I have a chazaka. There were vade kosher at one point in time. I put them in. I checked them. I know they are. I have a chazaka that tells me that they're kosher, right? We pay a lot of money because of this. It's very negative to chaim halacha l'maisa, right? Checking an erev, right? There's a chazaka. There's an erev. Like, why have to check the erev? Just, you know, I mean, he's out of a job, right? You know, right? Right? In a case where there's not a significant difficulty, so the Taz and the Arachayim over there says that we don't rely on chazaka. Mabakam is absolutely brewery. Then chazaka was said to Mabakam Sofik. Right? So it was not a Sofik. So because I can remember it, so I shouldn't use chazaka. Now, is that a sushtot over here? Over here, it's not a din of being mavar a suffix. We're saying, I bought to have a suffix. I have an eitzah to remove the suffix. Look, right, that's not the same din. In other words, that din, the lomus of the Taz is that the Torah gave a klolim how to deal with the situation of a suffix. But, you know, you're not going to put your head into the sand and decide that it's a suffix. You can mavar if it's a suffix or not. And once you mavar, either the answer is either yes or no. I don't need chazak anymore. All right? It's the gate to the same shalom with the Gabi Roy, but you use Roy in that situation. So in a case where you believe that there was a significant reyus, your sitzes got caught into something, you have a chiyuv to check your sitzes. You know, your kid took your talus and, you know, and decided to play a game with the sitzes, you know, like, so you better check your talus before you make a bracha on it. So then the talus gets involved in the shallow case. If that's the lumdus, let's say in a case where by being checking, you're going to be master tila b'tzibur. You know, you got a very quick minion, and if you check your sitzes, you know, that you lost 12 of a zebra. right? So he says in that situation, can be some on the chazaka. You're not the mouth filled with zero because of it. But mean that's time, you should check your sitzes. The other eights are just practically is you can check your sitzes the night before, the day before, and you put it away in the mukum, which is mashumer, then there's no race at all, we assume nothing happened to it. The Taz seems the only machmer in a case because there's a chashash of bracha levatala. Sounds like mitzad the chashash, the key mitzvah say he wasn't mechayev it, but that's there's a discussion over there in the Prima Gadam over there about why aren't you worried about mitzad mitzvah key mitzvah say? There's some of the chayim say even mitzad key mitzvah say you have to do it, but the chayim that's not a zushot over here, right? Over here the point is you have a solution of kashering it. But what is? I have a din of chazaka. I mean, there's I don't remember where when the makor is, but Shimon quotes in one place. He says a person doesn't rely on a case of roiv. When there's a din of roiv, he has din of apikaris. Because I want to be machmer. The halacha says based on roiv that the food is mutter. The roiv tells me the food is mutter. Right? I want to be machmer. Right. So he says, so because you know, mehechatesi, the roev is reliable, and maybe. So, and the mayor has a new rabbanon, let's say, right, but not like your mayor, like the rabbanon. Where the mayor doesn't apply, the psak is roev. A person wants to be makar because he's more frum than the chachamim. He's called an apikaris. So it sounds like a pretty frum shayl over here. Do I want to be makar? Can I get this? I have a chazaka tells me it's mutter. So. So the premier over here brings that the premier governor brings from this of a hetzer imachatzek it's mutter. Pichar says he's machmir, and he says he's medayik and the Ramah. The Ramah also agrees like that. That is, it's only because of sake sveik, like the Taz says. And then he brings that to Bakli Marchas you should be Magal, and Bakli Cheres you wait Meis Leis. He brings to them from the Marim Olin in the Gilyan Isser B'Heter. I'm not sure what that means, Gilyan Isser B'Heter. I'm not sure. There was it was published Gilyan Isser B'Heter means in his Gilyan Isser B'Heter, who that means exactly, but he brings that you should be Magal. Okay, so I'm not sure why the din of chazaka doesn't apply, but it seems that multiple chachamim do not want to use the din of chazaka over here. There is an argument on Hilchos Chazaka, which maybe is the lamdas over here, but I didn't see anybody say it. Is there a chazaka that a kli doesn't have a bli of iser inside of it? In other words, Hilchos Chazaka, the item stays the way it is. So my mikvah, the mikvah stays more late. Right? Mikvah becomes, right? So you want to say that maybe something happened to the mikvah? Chazaka tells me the mikvah is more late. I don't check the mikvah every single day to see that it's full, because Chazaka tells me the mikvah is full. Over here, the kli itself is not Yisr Heter. The shaila is, did something join the kli? Did a bliya come inside of the kli? So does the kli have a chazaka that things don't sit next to it? Right, I'm sitting on the bus, you know, I'm by myself. Now there's a chazaka that nobody's sitting next to me. Right, that's not part of my chazaka. Right, the chazaka is, if I'm in a state of being seated, I remain seated. You want to know, did I get up? It's not I stayed seated. I'm still in that original state. The shaila over here is, did something else join me and sit down next to me? So it seems to me that doesn't go into the qualm of chazaka. So to say there wasn't a belia inside the kli, the kli did not absorb a belia sisser, that does not shaft the din of chazaka onto that. It seems to me that's. I mean, it would seem to me that I once recall seeing such an argument, not in this over here. I don't remember where I saw it. That it's not shaft chazaka. Because it's not be'etzem, it's shinui in the kli. The chazaka is that the kli didn't change. The kli's never going to change. You know, especially kli, which is shaykh ha'golos. It's something with the kli. The kli is the same thing. They happen to do something inside of it, not inside of it. So there's no chazaka, you don't have something inside of it. So the Taz argues what the head result is also Sveik. Good. Lamaisa nowadays, we're not tied down to these two Sveikas. Was it Yatzeletis by? Right? The Cheshash, was it Ben Yomo, is probably not such a Cheshash nowadays. Most people don't leave their kelim to wash, you know. Shabbos or Yom Tov notwithstanding, but in the average scenario during the week, you know, the person doesn't leave their stuff in the sink for 24 hours before they wash it. If it's a bacher's pad, right? You know, single men. Yes, you know, check and sits for the whole week. But if it's women, I don't think that suffix is a good suffix. The chances are very stark that it wasn't Yatzeletis, but etc. So the assumption of the law is if you find milchaga kli in the fleshy gajor, vice versa, you assume it was done by heter. It's not a problem. It doesn't answer anything. If you find your milchaga kli inside your fleshy dishwasher, things get more exciting. Because a person opens up the dishwasher and he sees that there's a milchaga kli in the fleshy dishwasher. So you know how it was hudach. Maybe it was hudach. You know how it was hudach. We have to figure out what the status of the dishwasher is. But maybe it was not Ben Yomo. I mean, chances are very strong that it was Ben Yomo. You put it in there. Again, Motzei Shabbos notwithstanding, that might be possible it's not a Ben Yomo. But the average scenario, a person uses it, you know. They stick things in. They use it. There's Ben over there. There's much more exciting opportunities for Shilas. By dishwashers, and we discuss dishwashers. We'll discuss that case also. Okay, Sif Dalib. Okay, Yirali Shim Nosno Eivam Mayim Chamin Shabiyara Kadam Shenichu Hakaderis Yisoycha Ali Hashum and Dabav Ben Motor Ayle Eifer Who Nosin Tamliv Gam. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch is Maduik in his Loshon. That if you put the afer in the mayim before you put the kalim in, you put the afer in the mayim after the kalim were in already, so the flavors are mixing together. Yeah, the Harvard said the case where the kli has shuman on it, you have nishish. See, even those it's a problem. So here there's shuman. Right? So what's happening? The flavors of the milk flavor, the fish flavor, are mixing together in the water. But they're mixing together already as a pogel because the water is pogel. So the Mechaber says that he holds it that's mutter. This is yearly, it seems that that's true, and he doesn't bring any makor for it. Right? So the Taz and the Shach. Zak the Taz and Tezwa. Vayane Efer, who knows in Tamil Gam. The fees that Ein Isser im Nofel Barish, occur in Zeif. That's soap. Not soap. Yeah, soap, right? Also may chaylev. So they would make it, many times they would make soap was made out of fat. L'serach tavshel. Dreberes yeshbo efer, kajor says on mechaylev. When they make it out of the tallow, they mix it, one of the things they mix in it is ash. Mamish this case. Okay, that's the way it should be the din. Okay. So I have a kash on this din. The Leo Simmons Pezayin Kosar Bod, the Klisha Oysen by Mayim with Chibas Arosh. So the Ramah before brought this issue when they would heat up water for Chibas Arosh. So the issue over there is not eating or drinking it, the issue is Bishal Basar B'cholav. You have to be concerned about Bishal Basar B'cholav because that water has in it potentially, so he says. So he says it's a problem. Give us the Arab Shom Basa B'cholav, right? And then you're going to put it on the goof, which gets involved in that child of you being in the hand from it. So he says, what's the problem? He says that when you make the klishas in Mamayim Chibis Arosh, you should not use the afer, which is Alakira. You should not take from the afer, the ingredients in the shampoo was the ash, And a great place to get ash is in the Kira. But the problem is that in the ash, there's basar and cholov. So you're going to put basar and cholov into your mind of chavivas arosh, and that's a problem. So the shachar there says that mitzah the iser of nehena. I'm not so concerned about it because the hanoah is not the basar b'cholov. The hanoah is the efer. The basar b'cholov just comes along for the ride. So not being the henna, the shampoo isn't better because there's basar b'cholov. But now they have shampoos which are basar b'cholov. Right? Some of the fancier shampoos are basar b'cholov. Right? Right? Yeah, no? You ever hear that? Right. Look at the ingredients on them. It has like milk in it, and then you know that it has magnesium stearate. Stearate is flavors. Right? So it has some milk ingredient, and it has you have to ask the. You buy the CVS, you know, $2.99 brand. You're good to go. You buy some fancier stuff. It's a problem. Says, but you might say you're not being the point of it. There wasn't the basar b'cholov was beneficial for the washing the hair. The efer was the ash was part of the ingredients. The ash having the basar b'cholov is not a problem. The mice, when you're heating it up, you're cooking basar b'cholov. So he says, what's the problem? B'kima the noise in time of gam ain shama iser shame ho iser basar b'cholov legamri. There's no iser basar b'cholov because it's eggs in the time of gam that doesn't go into this basar b'cholov. So according to what the mechaber is saying over here, how is going to shimmer that din over there? So I guess I would say the question of the Taz that the Rama over here was shasik to the mechaber, which means he agreed to the mechaber. The general assumption in halacha of the Rama is shasik means he agrees to it. Sending mechaber the mechaber is not arguing means we have the Rama saying yes. I once saw the shaila that with the Ravid also. Any Rama with the Ravid wasn't Masig, because the Ravid was so intent on being Masig, if he didn't say anything, most people agreed to it. He couldn't find anything wrong with it. So every Rama, there's no such thing as a Ravid, that's him as Tushit, as Rishon already. So Rama and a Ravid. That's pushing it, I'm not sure, but the Maisa, but the Ramah, Ramah's point over here was clearly, you know, it's a halakha l'maisa. He was trying to point out the things which he had concerns with. And that's the whole purpose of the Ramah. He was shosik, and over there the Rama is bothered with it. What are you worried about it? By definition, there's no problem. The case was a case of Afer. The burris is the zayf. That's the soap. It was made with tallow. Into the pot. So there's no nemana to the tinnik, and therefore the you can't ask in the pot because of the kid claims. Masha the vari nofel, it means had it been true that it fell in, the only point is that it happens, and not mukhidi chesha that it happened. But Boris assume Oyster Boris, or Boris assume Ephraim Caleb, and nice in time with Gamu. So the Taz is not comfortable halacha l'maisa relying on this the psak of the mechaber, because you see multiple places that we don't don Afer up as being giving enough nesinas tam lifgam to not have dini yisur on it. So bad. Some of the Taz's horror is a little bit challenging. The Mechaber's point wasn't once you have an Isser, you can be matir like an Efer, because that's the time of God. The Mechaber's point was that. If it gets the issue of the shame of Chachila with Nosan Tamil Gam, it doesn't become Osir. So you're dahaning a blia going into the Kli, and it's coming from the water, and the water is already Pogum. So any blia is going to the Kalim, we're going in Pogum. That's the case over here that Makaber is talking about. The case he's asking over there from the Maim, the Chvivas Arosh, maybe you're cooking now basar v'chol and efer. I hear the kasha. The case over there was that the chetiva shel baris, which is made from chayla, fell into the kedera. Your problem over there isn't just tam. You have the ban of the iser. And the kasha he's asking is, well, the sitta does not tam of gam, it shouldn't be yasir. So what was, I mean, if the case was that you're, I mean, we don't know that really something fell in over there. So let's say we believe it, we believe the tinnik. So now I know that there's a piece of chaylev in my pot, together with some afer also. So I can't eat chaylev. I don't. It's not the problem with the chaylev is not because there's a sinus tam. There's a ban of chaylev over there. So I don't. I'm not sure that that kasha seems to be a difficult kasha. You got the same kasha? What? You have pshat? It can't be. Because then, that means you believe the kid was right. The kid was right.
Well, maybe the kid cleaned. They shot on it and took it out. Just letting you know that it was in there.
Uh-huh. Okay, maybe. But would you believe the kid that he took it out? Okay. What? Okay. Okay. The shock comes at it from a different angle. Yearly. We have a phenomenal eitz over here. How to kasher Caleb? The problem is we only want to kasher Kli Ben Yomo. The tam's going to go out from the kli into the water, and then go back into the kli. And if something which is usur, says don't have to not bernat. So the only have to is the tam lifgam. Well, ben yom doesn't tam lifgam. So there's no way to kasher a kli. The only eitz is if you have samach. So the salute if you have samach. You have a spoon and you have a big pot of water and you trait up your spoon. So now your spoon is basar. So now it has tam isra. Big pot. I don't have to wait 24 hours because I can stick into the pot. The tam will go out, be bottled in the stomach of the water. And it goes back in. It's ready bottled. I have better eitzah. I have a simple eitzah. Stick some afer into the water. Okay. So now the tam comes out. The tam comes out. It's mashubach. But it mixes with the pogum, and now it goes back in pogum. The time which goes in pogum is not usur, right? So Tosis says, I got a problem. How do you kasher a pot? Right, so the Gemara says that the whole din of Hagolas Kalim Deraisa was Ben Yomo, because Ben Raisa and Ben Yomo was Mutter. So a person takes a Kli Midyan. So the Hechadim is a Kli Midyan. We have to assume that the Loch Mei Midyan had a good breakfast, and they had. They had Isser in their pots that morning, right? They beat the, they took their pots, come back to Moshe Rabbeinu, and says, got a kasha on it. Sold it for 24 hours, right? Right? The whole case of the Pasuk was Mamish, was Ben Yomo. Right? So how do you do that? So, if it's a small item, you have Samach. If it's a large item, you don't have Samach. Hech Yeshiro, you're a good dealer. Well, I ain't b'mayim samach connector. B'mayim nesorim. Okay. So Toys says, I have an eitzah according to the Mitzvah. You hold the sheet that hold the nas in the veil by shari surim. So I don't have an eitzah. If you hold the Mitzvah from, you only see nas in the nas in the veil by bosa. B'chol, I have an eitzah. If you hold nasavela b'shavi surim, so when the water comes out, it's not samach. When the tam comes out, it's not samach. The water becomes osur. So it goes back in. You have all the, what's going in is all Isser. The Kohen Ben Ephraim, the Yerotin Asas Nevela, so the time which goes out mixes with the water. It goes back in, it goes back in the ratio of the water. So let's say it was 1/20th. Let's say it was 1/30th, right? So now, instead of having an ounce of time, I have a 30th of an ounce of time. It's not bottle, because it's not bottle b'shishim, but the amount of time which goes in, the water doesn't become us, as it is. So there's water going back in, plus time. But it goes in, we'll assume it goes in on the ratio. So there was an ounce of nevela in the pot to start with. There's clay midyan, it was an ounce of nevela in it, ounce of chazer in it. And now it comes out into the water. The blia compared to the water is there's only 30 ounces of water in the pot. Great. So now it goes back in. Instead of an ounce going in, a 30th of an ounce goes in. You kasha it a second time, eventually you're going to get the shisha. So I have an eitzah. If you hold chinas nevela, I don't have an eitzah. So I'll go by this way. This, the toisis. Oh, hold on for a second. Okay, right. So that's the eitzah. You don't say like that. Okay. So Zot Hashach, that's the Hechatimsa. I have a simple Hechatimsa. Vimisa Haloy Hatar Lo Bo Lamed El Lahago Kochat Kadina. Vimishum Shemaim Yosro Ika Katan Tadefer. So the case of the pasuk is not discussing exactly how you do it. The point of the pasuk is that Be'ei should need libra. Over here, you don't need libun. You can do it through the process of a goal, right? But beside the pshat, what exactly do you do? You do it with eifer, right? This is a simple eitzah. With tzarchim. So again, see, the blame is a lot of tzarchim. It means halacha ma'is is not k'misamach on the mechaber. Now, agav, it's really a side issue, but it's an important point to point out over here. The Ran says beferish that this din that tikkun asrei b'sharis tumas is the rabban. By clearly derives. That's clearer than Gemara. B'shari sirim is the b'shari. The Ran says that b'shari sirim is the drabbana. Kalabasa says that b'shari sirim is the drabbana. Zera otu b'shari b'chol. So b'shari b'chol b'shari is the b'shari. B'shari the chazal asur b'shari b'shari sirim otu b'shari b'chol. So then, this Tosfos doesn't make any sense. This Rosh and Tosfos doesn't make any sense. They're discussing what shot in the pasuk is discussing Hagolah Tumidim. But according to the Ben Ephraim, we're extremely happy. Now we don't shot in the pasuk. So that the Madaik already, the, I don't remember who the Rosh is, somebody points out, I think, that, you know, Bur and Tosfos is not like this. The Tosfos is learning on the side, Yol Chidim, the Shari Sirim, it's the Raisu. So we're having mechorikzim at the right level, the nashim the bailer not. So the choice is according to Ben Ephraim that you don't see the level shari surim. We have shot in the post. Because all of a sudden, that mina raisi you say clean the bailer by shari surim. What shot in the post? Right. So you have to say that Tosha says that according to them in a chanami, the only case you're being magal a very small kelim. Because otherwise, not shy. You're not gonna have shisha. The more of the favorite. Now, Bezmana is the whole kasha. We plenty of things the kasha because we're magal and a benyama. With me to rice, so you only magal ben yomai. What are you helping with magal ben yomai? You take the isser out, it asses up all of your water, goes back in. The only hate thing is it's both the machine. Right? So it comes out, you said you're forced to say that you can only asser, you only kasher a small kaler. But according to Ephraim, everything's wonderful. But there's more from Tosis, the Tosis seems to say that if you don't clean the Shari Surim, it's not in the rice, not like the Ran. But getting back over here, so the Simchabra says this heter of Afer, and the Shach and the Taz don't want to rely on it, Lamaisa. So the Pesach Tshuva, the Maisa in Vav, All those names are all the names of the people which argue on the Shach and the Taz and Taz like the Mechaber. So the Michaz Yaakov, the Kresi Plesi, the Kresi Yecheskel, the Chacham Tzvi, all Paskin that we like the Mechaber, that if you put something into the water to be Pogimit, you can, that, and then it goes back into the walls. Any absorption which is going to go into the Kalim is going to be Pogim, it's Takamutr. So Mr. Chuba wants to answer their tainas. There's also if you look at the Yad Ephraim, two things. So he brings the Chacham Tzvi at the end of the piece of the Ephraim. Halacha lemaisa, leaves the Shulchan Aruch, the Kalim shehutchu b'mayim ve'efer mutar, mikrach tam lefgam. Okay. Now, barish shekar and zayif, eno oyster klau, v'dibri etzayim al-sedach. Kasab litchu is kush ashach, megol is klimidyan, ayin shal. So they answer the Tainan. What is he discussing? He discusses like Afer and Burris is two different conversations. So why are the two different conversations? First of all, he passes in that Afer is mutter. Second of all, and Burris also does is in Oyster Klau. Like, yeah, that's the same argument, right? So you look earlier in the Yad Ephraim, the Inyan Burris. I don't know if you can see it. You can find where it is. In my version, it's a big Yad Ephraim over here. It's in the left column, about 20 lines up from the bottom. Yeah, Elam has it. What? Elam has it. Okay. Okay, so we have to add a connection over here. Burris is more challenging than you have actual Caleb there. This din that Tom will see later on, the din of Pogum, the shear of Pogum for Tom, the shear of Pogum for Be'en are two different shear. Okay. You have it, something which is already Osir. It's an Isir. So, well, you know, but the flavor is doesn't taste so good. You know, but it's still edible. That doesn't make a mutter. Once it's ready, Isser, once it's Nisim, Achilles Kelev, that becomes Heter. When you have someone which is Isser to start with, it's Be'etzim of Isser, to be Matur Isser, because it doesn't taste good, it's not a Heter. The Heter is Nisim, Achilles Kelev. Okay? So when you're dealing with Kelev, you be Matur, the Boris, that's Be'en of Kelev, the sheer of that you need to say that it's going to become not a problem is because it's Nifshon Echilas Kel. You're dealing with Tom, and the din of Tom Kaker, So Tam Kaker is much easier. So Chazal told us that this din of Tam Kaker is only a Tam which, when it comes out, is a beneficial Tam. A Tam which comes out, which is the opposite of being beneficial, it's detrimental. The Torah did not say that Tam. So for that shear, it doesn't have to be this Mithilus Galvin, just mean that it's in bad flavor. I don't need Grace of Madragas. Over here, I'm donning that the bli is going into my keli. What type of bli is went in? That's the din over here. So the afer makes that the bli which is going into your kalim is not a beneficial tam. So your kalim are mutter, because what's going to come out is a tam pogum. It went in as a pogum and came out as a pogum. Right. So the tam which goes in as a pogum doesn't ask. That's what you're discussing tam. The din by Boris. It's not an issue of tam, it's an issue of be'en. There's actual caleb there. So I'm not discussing what the status of the kli, like the case over there that the house brings. There's caleb in it. Yeah, but it has afer in it. So I'm not sure whether that afer is going to make the caleb pogum enough to match the caleb. Okay, Zuck Yadafrayim. But the Baris nowadays, which is Bakuma Harbi, Ashish Mechilas Caliph, even the Shach agrees to that. That's the name of this Mechilas Caliph, it's not also. So you have a piece in the veil which is rotted to the point, even the Kel walks by, he walks by there because there's a pasta in the Shas, and the Kel's not going to eat it, that's not food. It's not this Surya Torah. But in Chonami, the share over there is this Mechilas Caliph. So that's an important point just to clarify over here when we discuss Pogum, the Shurim of Pogum. So God, we did in Kalin, the Shir Pogum is it sits in the wall 24 hours. Now, I don't know, but the Shamnuni sits on the wall and 24 hours, and it doesn't get ahead. It's not the greatest flavor in the world. Right? You're living in Iraq, Right? So it's 130 degrees outside, and this thing is sitting in your pot for 24 hours. So the dogs in Iraq will still eat it. That's food, So you're not matter because it's banned. The time is pretty foggy already. Not refrigeration. My wife told me that she had a mice once. Talking to one of the checkout guys in Trader Joe. So the guy just came back from a tour of duty in Iraq. So he described to her that one day it hit 137. The temperature was 137 degrees. I can guarantee you that your ban and your pot does not taste good after 24 hours. Not refrigeration. But there's not a Mechilas Caliph, because the dogs are going to get used to the food, and that's what's available, right? That's called it. Now American dogs basically they might turn up their noses to it, because American dogs are, they put their baby carriages in California, and walk them.
Could that be matter the bus of a whole shampoo if it's nifsal?
Yes. So a lot of that stuff is Nefsa Mechilas Caliph. The Kelovim are smart enough not to use this stuff. Only human beings are stupid enough to do it. Right? It also addresses the issue, the Shach gets involved in the following Shiloh. So the Shach says, based on that the soap made out of Boris, there's a problem using it. But Sikh is Kishtiya. That's how we learn the Isser of Sikha and Yom Kippur. It's more Chomer than Rechitz. It's also out Sikha Kishtiya. Well, you're not going to be Shoysa. You're not going to be Shoysa Trey, Kaylee. Now it'll rub Kaylee in your body either. She says, how to use the Boris made out of Kaylee? So the Shach says it's a problem. The girl passes like that. That if you have soap which has Trey Fingidians, it's a problem. You can't use it on your body because it's seasonal. You have emotions, you have trade ingredients, you can't use it on your body. So Mr. Burr discusses it. Definitely, I'm shifting your mouth. But the Maisa, this argument that he's saying that nowadays, whatever their Boris was. But nowadays, it's Pogum Lloyd to the point of using the Shilas Kevin. You're allowed to use it for. My every soap is very pure as it flows. That's what they say. It's going to have a lot of ear holes in it. That's very pure. But that's advertising is wonderful. But right, my Irish spring, I think average Kelvin is a safe enough to not eat it. So even if there'd be basar mecholim, it's not a problem. Would your dog have enough seichel not to eat the shampoo? Probably. Okay.
Shampoo the same thing as seichel?
Yeah, shampoo is a different seichel.
It doesn't go into.
Well, it goes in your body.
The hair.
Yeah, it goes in your body. It's the same thing as soap. Now, so the ma'isa, the Chacham HaSodom is relies on the sort the heter of Eifer. The assumption of Allah is that we assume that. Some persons say nowadays even better. Our detergents are definitely more potent, better, stronger than their soaps. So nowadays, we're sure you can rely on that there is detergent there. So in your average scenario, when a woman comes and she says, you know, she washed with the fleshings. So I say, okay, so was it Benyom? Yetzeletas? If she had her hands in it, it was probably not Yetzeletas, but right? Now, it starts as an error. A woman wears gloves, maybe chapter. In the average case, you're washing with the regular. It's not Yetzeletas, but you're not keeping your hands in the Yetzeletas temperature for an ongoing basis. So no issue with cloud. Okay. Was the detergent there? Was there soap there? Maybe there was a moment where there's no soap. Usually not, right? Okay. So why didn't we make that argument when it comes to the dishwasher? So just the way the dishwasher works is the first step that the dishwasher does is the rinse before it washes. You put your dishes on the racks. And there's a little container where you put the detergent. That detergent doesn't open up. I mean, that thing doesn't have to open up in the first stage. The first stage is it rinses off a strong rinse, removes all as much of the residue which is on the dishes as possible. That all mixes on the bottom of the dishwasher. Now about an inch or two of water on the bottom with all the junk over there. Then in the next round, when the water comes out again, after that's done, the thing opens up and it mixes with the detergent. The detergent washes everything out. So you only get the detergent in the second stage. In the first stage, I'm not so familiar with how dishwashers work, but it seems to be that some dishwashers, the first stage, they don't use hot water. They just strong rinse, right? Or they don't heat the water, so it's an irritation which gets involved in the mechalikas, the shock, and the remor, etc. That which has an internal heating element is in the second stage. Then the primary purpose of the internal heating element actually is for the third stage. After everything has been washed off, it rinses it again, and then it dries it. So that's what you're using the term heating element. What's drying it? Not water, you want it to dry, right? So you use it. But the primary use of the internal heating element is not actually for the... So some people argue, well, you know, there's internal heating element, it's a cremation. It's not even an ear cremation, it's a cremation, right? That's not necessarily true, depending on how it works. Yes, because the point is when that's the case of the mechaber here. There's actually the mechaber's case was the reshuma, right? But the point of the mechaber was that I said before when everything is clean, everything is wonderful. It's not per not. But if there's shuman, you need shlishim. It's not the mechaber. But if you have afer in the water, so whatever time is there goes into the kli as a pogo. So I'm not going to match to eat the shuman. Afer is not necessarily enough to be matter to eat the shuman. But when it starts the bli and the kli, the bli and the kli is going into pogo. Right? That's the point of the mechaber.
Why did the kashrus agencies give mishkochas on detergents and dishes? It's pogo.
My wife once asked me this question because I one time mentioned something about this. You know, it's a pogrom, so it's not really a problem. So I said back to her, "Why do you think?" She says, "Because no woman would be asking him to stick something on her dishes, which is drape, I said, you're right.
So the hashgacha is goodbye on the fact that it's pagum?
No, because
they're mine if it has trait harvesting.
Right. Yeah, they're mine. There's no ingredient, there's no but bad, even if it would be theoretically, it's fine. Just because it's pagum. But kashrus is partially driven, consumer driven. It says the women would prefer to use something on their pots which is not treif. So now there's a market. So there's companies who want to use the market. So there's a kashrus agency will help you use that market. And if not, mikra din will not necessarily be a problem. Okay. Fine. Okay, I said this is a similar to myself. I'm just setting the stage for the discussion. That's something you have to take into consideration. Okay, case like this. So, the last two sifim of the seminar, very quickly, really basic, practical eitzes about keeping things separate, etc., type of thing. It's basically Gemara's. Okay, but I do want to see your Marsha's tshuva. Now, I started going through the tshuva, trying to rack up what you got, where you should focus, and I'm not doing so well with that because looking at the tshuva, and it's like it's very hard to isolate. Your Marsha's point in the tshuva is that the answer is they have a real problem in your seat. The actual error of milk in the place of the last offer is pretty difficult. Right? Even if you get involved in this idea of schema, then in regards to beliefs, it's okay, going in, going out, in regards to that level of issue, that's going to be only the place of milk. To build that yisur, he goes to multiple, he builds up the yisur. So to understand where he's coming from, you really need to see a lot of the children. So I am trying, at this point in time, I have not been really successful. I'm trying to see if I can go through it again. Good luck, Captain, with the children. Okay, one last point. Just Moshe Druckmann asked me after Shir when we asked him discussing an issue between the Stira and the Ramon and the Tarascatus. So he asked which came first. Right? Sometimes, months ago, but he wrote something in the Beis Yosef. If Beis Yosef changed his stock from what he said in Beis Yosef to what he says in Shabbat, Shabbat is Basu and Basu. We assume that was his final decision. The Shema Gedolim says that the Tarskatas Kibra Rabbeinu Maram Bala Mapa Kaidim Shekibra Hamapa. Right? So the name of the Ramah Sefer, by the way, is the Mapa. That's what he named his Sefer the Mapa. He called it the Ramah. The Ramah actually put a name to his Sefer. He called the name of his Sefer the Mapa. It's like, you're nice. So the Ramah, you need a nice tablecloth on top of it. Right, so the Tidor says that the Mapa was discovered after Tarskatus. Then he brings that the Lachamudas, which is the Tosfos Yonti, says not like that. Then the Lachamudas is another place. Mekhi himself is starts for himself. Which one came first? Which the Shachar Shalom points that out. So Kitzer, but he comes out. So order wise. If you have a Sirtin Tarskatas and a Ramah, you have to assume that the Ramah is his final position. It's not really a Sirtin, he was twice there. So we have the Issue Hetzer one way and the Chuzeshin the other way, and the Chuzeshin second, if he's going to appeal to Chuzeshin. It's not Ramah's Sirtin, one after the other. But if you say it's Hilly, you're not going to do that before we say that he's going to twice there.